Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Well, there's quite a few things that are going on this morning.
Well, I'm here today. Dr. Mixon is in the room.
But that's the only thing that the opening is right.
Pete Talbot is back at home again for a while.
Home again, he's jiggity visiting. Jig.
That's right. So he has to do his Lynette imitation. So I'll be interested to see how that goes.
This is the first time I've been in this chair. For what, 5 months, 6 months, something like that. Since early June.
Mm-hmm. And then we, instead of Dr. Umeb, we have Dr. Dan Nelson.
Right. That's right. So trying to fill those large shoes is a difficult proposition.
Now, are you saying she's got big feet?
No. Just figuratively.
Dainty little thing. Come on.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's just too. The grace and beauty thing is something I really struggle with, and she does that naturally. So.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I got a text from Lynette a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so, saying she wanted to go to Hawaii.
It's usually where you hang out during holidays.
Well, yes, and I'm kind of bummed about it because she's there now, and I haven't been there for about 2 months, and I need my Hawaii fix, and that will happen soon. But I hope Lynette is having a good time. She'll be back next Saturday, as will Dr. Umeb.
Yep. Dr. Umeb has been off 2 Saturdays in a row. She was off for a Saturday, on for a Saturday, now off for 2 Saturdays.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I'm going to have to put that girl back to work.
The long and the short of it is, you already know, we've got Dr. Dan Nelson, a fella that I've often thanked the Lord for various reasons. He deals with, basically, you are a pain specialist. Is that safe to say, just as a category?
It's, yes, and that's the pain category is it's pretty broad, but it covers a lot of things. I've always thought about what is the best way to describe what I do. And it's, well, we could say interventional pain. Then people go, okay, what is that? So I like to think of myself as a neuromusculoskeletal specialist. Well, that doesn't really roll off the tongue very well, Jerry.
It does not. So we got to come up with an acronym for you.
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
Long and the short of it is he is here for the entire hour today. And then actually he'll be back at 11 o'clock, but that's on another station.
He'll be with us. You can
track us down.
So you can call us about anything you want today, but if you have pain issues, that is back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, whatever pain you got, Dr. Nelson is here to try to give you some help too.
And here's the phone number so that you can call right away. You will be first in line if you call right away, 800-465-8770. Again, that's 800-465-8770.
Hold on one second. Okay, if you got eye issues, you have to wait an hour.
That's right. Dr. Gilbert's going to come the second hour. He's so coming at 9 o'clock.
That's right. So eye problems, hang on. Just cool your jets for an hour, and you can talk to Dr. Gilbert. Pain issues, you can give us a call here. Now, I'm going to give my little update on COVID.
Yes, we need
that. Yes. This is our COVID update. And, a few interesting things happening right now. The Biden administration took the rather unusual position that the workers' standards department. What are they calling that now? Employment something. Anyway, that they had the right to issue a direction that every employer in the country with more than 100 employees had to have their employees vaccinated or fire them.
Freaking believable.
Yeah, well, and it has clearly been, you know, something that most of us thought was unconstitutional.
Right.
Nowhere has the Constitution granted that to the federal government, and certainly not to an executive branch with no laws passed to simply decree this. Texas sued. The judge said this is probably unconstitutional, so we're not going to let the Biden administration put it in play. Biden's attorney general went back and asked for reconsideration. The panel reconsidered and said it's still unconstitutional. And not only is it unconstitutional, but it is the compelling arguments by Texas are so compelling that you had better not do anything to try to enforce this on the QT in between now and the case actually being heard in full.
Mm.
So the Biden administration has been slapped down pretty hard about trying to force people to get their vaccines, which is good news on a federal level. On a state level, it's different. Our state constitution is not as restrictive as our federal constitution. So if the governor says you've got to be vaccinated or get fired, it'll probably stand up, at least in the state courts. But it has not been litigated yet. We don't know where it will or won't go. Federally, Mr. Biden has overreached himself. State-wise, we are still probably pretty much stuck.
Jerry, can I ask this, though? Sure. My Bill of Rights, and I'm a big vaxxer. I'm a big advocate of vaccination.
I'm vaccinated,
too. I'm very much against the heavy-handed government saying you have to get vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I believe we should be. I preach vaccinations. I've been vaccinated. I just had my booster week before last.
Good.
But there's a difference in me choosing to do it and being forced to do it.
Exactly.
You know, and sometimes government loses the distinction between rape and seduction.
You know,
seduction is when somebody wants to do something for reasons that are sufficient to them. You know,
Right. You
met your wife and you seduced your wife.
Right.
Okay. And that's a good thing. Or she seduced you, but somebody seduced somebody, or in the best of cases, it was mutual seduction.
Consensual. Yes.
Yeah, well, not more than consensual, more than I consent. I will allow you. It was, I want to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, their seduction is the best. That's where people decide they're doing what they really want to do. There is consent. Someone tells you, I want you to do this, and you say, well, okay, that's consent.
Right.
All right.
Right.
But then there is force. There is rape. There is, I'm taking you no matter what. And I don't care how you think about it. And I don't care how you feel. I want and I'm taking. That, unfortunately, is too often the government's position. You know,
right.
What they
right.
should be doing is seducing us. Trying to say, look, here's the case. Here's what's going on. We want to make this so attractive that you will want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Second best, well, okay, we'll do it. But this third one is simply unacceptable.
Right. I agree.
And unfortunately, that's where we are in the current situation with too many aspects of our government. You know, they opt for rape instead of seduction. And it's just wrong. They just should not be doing that. So, but let's get down to the science rather than the politics of COVID.
Sure, right. Hard to separate those these days, it seems.
Well, yeah, because the science has been so politicized.
Right.
You know, if our governor were following the science, he would recognize that someone that has had COVID, that has actually had an overt infection, is 27 times more resistant to reinfection than someone that's been vaccinated.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. and that the vaccination loses half of its potency in 5 months, whereas the infection is still protective 13 months up the road. Now, we don't know 18, 2 years, whatever, but we know at least 13 months up the road, the people that were infected are 27 times safer than the people that got vaccinated.
Wow.
So, okay. So our current vaccines, on the other hand, even though you can now get COVID, you've lost 50% of your protection 5 months up the road. So your chances are, those of us that got our last vaccine back in January, February, you know, we've lost half of our protection. We've gone from 95% protected to 47% protected. Even there, the chances of hospital sick versus just a little miserable for a few days is still reduced dramatically.
Right.
What we're finding now is people that have been vaccinated, even us older folks that have issues. Let me look at my graphic here that I saved for myself. Daily cases, okay? Unvaccinated have 6 times as many daily cases in the state of Washington as the fully vaccinated. So there are some fully vaccinated people getting infected now because we've lost half of our infection over the last 6 months. But still, the unvaccinated are getting sick 6 times as often. And there's only about 35% of them in the state, and yet they're 6 times more often. Deaths for the unvaccinated are 12 times higher than the vaccinated. So again, because the vaccine is losing its potency over time, some of us, especially the older ones, are still getting sick and some are dying. But there's 12 unvaccinated deaths for every vaccinated death. So, you know, the current vaccines are not perfect, and they do lose effectiveness over time, which is why the boosters, which is why this 74-year-old man ran out and got his booster the very week they told me it was available. You know, so now the question is, how long am I protected from this third shot? 6 months? A year? 18 months? Two years? We don't know. We don't know. There is, however, some great research being done. You know, they were trying to make better vaccines. This vaccine was our first effort, and it was really done fast. It was, you know, we had a crisis. Mr. Trump threw lots of bucks at it, got the bureaucrats out of the way, and we had a vaccine in less than a year. And that vaccine has saved a lot of lives. And even with its decreased effectiveness, it's still saving lives. Mm-hmm. But we need something better. And so there's a new paper I just saw yesterday. What they've done is, how to explain this easily. In addition to the alpha, delta, mu, etc., we've identified 40-some different variants of this virus. 20 of them are reasonably infectious. So what they've done now is they've taken the mutations, 20 separate spike mutations, and incorporated them now in one vaccine.
Oh, okay.
And testing that vaccine. And that early testing with 20 different spike mutations, which covers every known mutation of the virus, they're getting really, really great coverage and protection. And it looks like with the polymutation vaccine, it looks like we'll probably get much longer, more durable protection because we won't have to worry so much about mutations taking place. This will cover a much wider waterfront.
Is this a mRNA type?
It is an mRNA. There are also some researches being done now on DNA vaccines, which in theory should cover both T cell memory immunity as well as antibody immunity. Because this this polymutation one is still depending on antibody, still doesn't hit the memory cells, the T cells, very well. The newer DNA vaccines that are under development are looking like they should cover, though, both sides of our immune response. And that is kind of the holy grail. Those, if they pan out, should give us protection, years and years and years. The problem with the DNA vaccines is they don't have the polymutation version. They're still working with the standard versions, one set of mutations at a time.
Mm.
So right now we've got two tracks looking at 20 different mutations at a time for a vaccine versus the DNA, which goes for T cell protection, but is only based on one mutation. Ideally, of course, I'd love to see these guys get together and give me a DNA that'll cover my T cell as well as, several dozen mutations. That would be better yet.
Right.
But hey, science is moving ahead. We're getting there as fast as we reasonably can. In the meantime, we've got what we got, and I think people should take advantage of it. I just don't think the government should do their Hitler imitation and try to force us. So.
Hey, excellent, excellent. I have missed the COVID updates. That is really, really good information.
They are good.
Yes. Hey, listen, we've got Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. If you are struggling with any kind of pain situation from top to bottom, doesn't matter where the pain is, this is the guy you're going to want to ask a question of. So here's the number, 800-465-8770. Right now, we've got a bunch of callers. We're going to get to them as soon as we come back. Pete Talbot here, sitting in for the vacationing Lynette Morgan. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine.
I'm just so pleased, and I just want people out there to know that it's just made a difference. I never, ever had this much energy before, as long as I can remember. And I cannot believe the difference in my husband, internally changing him. I mean, he's honestly getting more confident. And just listening to the radio, you think, oh, it's an advertisement. But when you're actually here and going through it, it's just a life changer.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. I'm having fun. I haven't been in this chair for 5 or 6 months. It's really good. And it's good to see you, Dr. Dan Nelson.
Good to be here.
As well, and obviously fun being with you, Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. UMAT. We'll be back next week, as will Lynette Morgan. You just heard that little testimonial about the lady and her husband who are just feeling so much better, so much more energy. Mm-hmm. They're talking, of course, about Longevity Medical Clinic. They've been patients. I happen to know those people. And they are very happy patients at Longevity. And it used to be that we would offer seminars. Mm-hmm. And Jerry, do you miss doing those? I bet you do.
I do. Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah,
they were fun.
Yeah, yeah. You did. I think like 1,000 or 1,200 over the years. But for the last 2-3 years, we've been making available a free health analysis appointment, and it is a humdinger, folks. If you are not happy with the aging process that you're going through, maybe it's your energy, maybe it's your libido, maybe it's various aches and pains, and you just don't like what's happening. Well, the first step to solving a problem is defining the problem, and that's what the health analysis appointment does. So please do yourself a monster favor. It's a free appointment. In fact, we even give you $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in for that experience. I promise you, it is a wonderful and an easy first step. I hope you will do it. Now, you can make an appointment a couple of ways. The easiest way, most people do it, by going to our website, lmclinic.com. Very easy to do. lmclinic.com. You can call 866-86-YOUNG. That's another way you can do it. But I think about 90-95% of people make those free health analysis appointments online. Easy, easy at lmclinic.com. All right, we're going to take some calls here for you. But one of the reasons why I'm so appreciative of knowing you is, and my back. I haven't told this story on the air for about 7 or 8 months, but my low back, I had an annular tear. You actually, in fact, a couple of different hospitals in town told me nothing I could do about that annular tear. And I couldn't golf. I couldn't literally, we joke about this, literally every morning when I get up, I put on my socks, then my slippers and what have you. I couldn't put on my socks because just bending over to put on my socks. And I couldn't sleep at night, other issues too. But with the stem cell therapy, and you, I got to know you, and you said, well, no, really, there are things that you we can do. And it was stem cell therapy. Dr. Mixon has been studying it and familiar with stem cell. He said, yes, talk to Dan Nelson. And being pain-free from that after all those years of misery, just a major, major. But you hear this story every day of the week, don't you?
Oh, I do. I feel like I'm very blessed to be in the specialty that I'm in and helping people on a really on a daily basis. We hear this all the time, so I gotta watch it so my head doesn't get too big.
But that's okay. You do more than just stem cell, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it's a big stem cell is a big and growing part of the toolbox, but what you want is somebody who has the big toolbox and is not going to try to treat everything with their big hammer. We've gone through that saying here before. If the, you know, if all you have is a hammer in your hand, the whole world looks like a nail. That's not who you want to go to. So.
That's right. Well, let's take a call because you do a bunch of different things from Vertiflex, stem cell therapy, all sorts of other modalities.
Just one correction. If you recall, you actually had two annular tears because they told you L4-5 and and we repeated the MRI and you actually had L4-5 and L5-S1. Both of those had annular tears. Just a small detail. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Just for historical accuracy.
It just pointed out that he fixed two vertebral segments.
Correct.
Instead of one.
Correct.
That's right. But the other doctors only found one.
Right.
And I remember you saying, you know, there's something's bugging me here. And you ordered another MRI. And sure enough, you found a second one. And you dealt with it in the same little, you know, 45-minute procedure with the stem cell therapy. You solved both of them. And that was about 4 years ago.
Think so.
Yeah, about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I'm still pain-free. It's just incredible. All right, let's go. And we'll talk to Ken in Gig Harbor on line 3. Ken, welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question for Dr. Nelson. My feet on the bottom of both feet behind the big toe and the second toe are going numb. Also, I've lost about 1.5 inches of height since high school. I'm wondering if there's anything that you might be able to do for that.
Okay, yes. Well, between the big toe and the next, the second toe is where you're having, did you say pain and or numbness or both?
Just numbness, no pain, and it's just in that fatty part of the foot.
Yeah, so that's, I think that's an area not typically for a Morton's neuroma. So that's a little ingrowth or a nervous situation that can develop typically between like the second and third toe. So not really sure.
I come up with several possibilities.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he needs to recognize we're the guys on the radio. We can't examine him. We don't have any studies. So all we can do is go by probabilities and possibilities. You know, several things. The fact that you've lost 2 inches since high school. That tells me that inch and a half. Okay. But that tells me that your discs are compressing. You may have even had some vertebral collapse. So I'd say let's take a real good look at your spine. You probably need to do some MRIs to get a good view of your lower back. You know, this area for the toes, we're down L3, L4, L5, the very lower part of the lumbar spine.
Right.
So we want to take a close look down there. But then I'd like to look at some systemic issues. Mm-hmm. I want to see what your insulin resistance is like. People will develop peripheral neuropathies up to 5-10 years before they develop diabetes. You know, most guys think that diabetes is what causes the neuropathy, but actually altered insulin metabolism can start triggering nerve dysfunction decades before you become an overt diabetic. And if you are a diabetic, if you're on a drug such as metformin, metformin can interfere with your ability to absorb and use B vitamins, and the low circulating B vitamin levels can cause neuropathies. So, you know, we want to look at your B vitamin levels, we want to look at your insulin resistance, want to look at your spine. And then there are those rare people, well, they're not that rare, really, I guess. Older folks tend to lose the fat cushions. It's kind of odd. We increase fat in our bellies and our butts, but we decrease fat that cushion the bottom of our feet, our knees, our elbows. So our structural fat tends to shrink, and that loss of fat under your foot pad can actually result in you pounding on the ligaments, the tendons, and the nerves just from normal walking. And the answer there is, of course, it's hard to put that fat back, but that can be as simple as getting really, really thick, soft cushion shoes.
That's kind of what I was thinking, that there might be loss of fat. That's kind of a critical area. But you're absolutely right, Dr. Mixon, looking at the metabolic aspect, and also we can sort this out. You know, nerves, where you have numbness in an extremity, I'm always looking at the spine, of course, to see if there's a pinched nerve. But I can order what's something called EMG, where we can do some testing and find out if it's a peripheral nerve problem versus more of a central, if it's coming from your nerve root from your spinal cord versus a downstream nerve that's getting compressed somehow. So,
and there's also then a relatively rare set of genetic predispositions for ascending neuropathies that start with the toes and work their way up the feet. And the genetic ones, there's the least we can do about those.
Right.
But, you know, the reason I jump in on this one is because I had some numbness in my toes, along with some low back pain and some left hip pain. And I saw Dan about it. And he sent me for the nerve conduction studies with a neurologist. And the neurologist said, I'm not sure.
Which sometimes they do.
That's right. Yeah. You know, they charged me $2,500 for the nerve studies and then told me, well, it could be genetic. It could be your back. It could be local. And I said, great. So Dan put a little thing in my two levels of my lower back, L3-4 and L4-5, a little thing called a Vertiflex.
Correct.
And it was about a 45-minute procedure. He did it in the morning. I was at work that afternoon. And it has allowed my sensation, my toes, to come back.
Right. And just a little spacer is really all you needed, because your nerves were just getting a little bit compressed enough to, you know, like I tell people, it's kind of like a little crimp in a garden hose. And also, it doesn't take maybe a couple crimps, and pretty soon the water is not running like it should.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, just a little bit of, you know, just a few millimeters of elevation of those spinous processes is enough to make the problems essentially go away, or at least dramatically improve.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's still improving. It's not totally gone yet, but it's getting better and better over time since he put in the Vertiflex. So that's why I jump in on this. I know Dan helped me with a similar problem.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and he's helped me. He's helped our producer, Jerry Berg. He's helped, I could go through a list, I don't think it's appropriate, of all of my friends. I've got my relatives that see you. This is for real, folks. Dan is the guy to see. Okay. We got to go to a quick little break. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask Dr. Nelson, what would I make an appointment? What do you call the appointment? Is it a consultation? Is there like a procedure code for that? Or
Just a call for a consultation. The main number is 425-823-4000. And
I called my United. I have United Healthcare. I called them to see if it covers Vertiflex procedure, and it does. and the copay would be $435, which sounds pretty low compared to what I've heard Dr. Nixon
yes.
say about Regence 2000.
Well, no, yeah, well, and or my Humana, which didn't cover it at all, and it ended up being $32,000. Yeah,
right.
Which is why, by the way, I'm changing away from Humana.
And I always add the vast majority of that did not go to me, by the way. No, that's all.
That's all.
Just want to point that out.
It's the facility mostly.
Yes.
But yeah.
The bottom line is, yes, you may call Dr. Dan Nelson's office. It's easy to call 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000. Anybody can.
Okay.
Hey. Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Well, okay. Go ahead. One more comment. We're okay with it. We lost it. That's okay. 425-823-4000 for Dr. Dan Nelson. You can also go to DanielNelsonMD.com and check out all the various things that he does there. DanielNelsonMD.com. Okay, we'll be back before you know it. To make one of your free health analysis appointments, go to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. In fact, there's a video or two on there. For example, the introduction of longevity. Oh, my golly, you got to watch that video. It's really mind-boggling, the things that are done to help our patients at longevity. The introduction to longevity. It's about a 45-minute video at lmclinic.com. We'll be right back.
I had gone to my doctor, and I found out I had osteoporosis. She wanted me to go on the traditional female hormones. And then I heard Dr. Mixon on the radio. Then I realized there were really good options that were different, and I didn't have to take the traditional route. Within 3 months of being a patient at Longevity, I had my energy back. I could feel happy again.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
And the moment again, that you speak. First up, if you want to be able to sing that song right along with him there, you can make your free health analysis appointment at lmclinic.com. It really is the smart thing to do. Many of you have been procrastinating out there. I bet you've said to yourself or to your spouse or friend or what have you, I got to get one of those free health analysis appointments. Well,
go do it.
Don't just do it, for crying out loud. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Again, just simply make your appointment online at lmclinic.com. And the videos on there are just they're amazing. lmclinic.com. Again, we've got Dr. Dan Nelson. You also just heard a little announcement about Dr. Michael Gilbert. He is going to be here at 9 o'clock for the 9 o'clock hour with the Northwest Vision Institute. Right now we have Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. Let us go to Federal Way and talk with John on line two, I think.
Hello, John.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Mixon and Dr. Nelson. I've been patients of both of you, and my wife and I have been treated by Dr. Mixon for over 20 years, and my body couldn't be in better shape except for my skeleton. That's when I went to see Dr. Nelson, and I'm currently scheduled to have a hip replacement from his group, and I chose him because of the confidence I had in the clinic.
Thank you.
But now I'd like to talk to you about a friend of mine that has pain in his toes next to the big toe, and he's had that for about 10 years, and it's painful for him to walk. He went to see a doctor, and the bottom line was the x-rays are don't show any abnormalities, yet the pain remains. He has difficulty wearing shoes, and he was prescribed gabapentin, which does provide some relief, but essentially they don't know what to do for his condition, and I'd certainly appreciate Dr. Nelson's thoughts.
Oh, sure. No, that's so painful tell with no... Yeah, I'd be curious to see the x-rays to see if there's actually any arthritis going on there. But if their x-rays are totally clean, then we have to assume that it's a nerve problem of some sort. And I mentioned the Morton's neuroma thing. That can be the situation. Fortunately, we have upstairs from my office Dr. John Hall, who is an excellent foot and ankle doc, and an orthopedic doc who specializes in foot and ankle. So those situations, I'll just usually do a curbside consult, or I'll make an official referral to Dr. Hall. Now, I will say in the same breath that we've had some tremendous success with stem cell in the toes, in the hands. And there's not a lot of published literature out there. Just kind of by necessity, patients would come in and say, hey, I got this going on. They're not a good candidate for surgery. And
nothing else is working. And
nothing
so
else is working. Let's give it a shot. And
it's literally a shot. It's
literally a shot. Literally giving it a shot. And surprise, you know, just because of, like I said, necessity and seeing the results are pretty remarkable, you know, in pretty severe cases. So I'm not saying this friend needs stem cell necessarily, but the fact is we can probably help one way or the other.
The interesting thing is, though, that you look for the specific problems.
Correct.
You know, we talked in this show already about, you know, is it the back? Is it insulin metabolism? Mm-hmm. Is it glucose metabolism? Is it vascular and blood supply? Is it just losing the fat pads? Is it, you know, compression that's causing a problem? If you rule all of that out, if it all looks good and you still don't have an answer, then sometimes just putting in healing and growth factors, which is what stem cell and PRP is.
Exactly.
You know, the platelet-rich plasma has 9 different growth factors in it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the stem cells, and even older people's stem cells are better than no stem cells.
Correct.
I wish I could get my 20-year-old stem cells back, but, you know... But sometimes you put in all those growth factors and you put them locally where the pain is, and the growth factors just allow you to heal. And we don't know exactly what it is we fixed.
Right. No, and this is true. Sometimes we're left with no exact etiology, no specific diagnosis, but our hand is forced. Well, let's treat the situation anyway. And often that works out.
Yeah.
You know, it's always more intellectually satisfying to know exactly what's going on.
Yep.
As physicians, we like to be logical and know exactly what we're treating. Sometimes it doesn't work out that
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes you just bump up against the limits of our knowledge.
Correct.
And we have to take an educated guess.
Yes.
Well, this is where I just...
Could you tell me...
Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
Could you tell me what your thoughts are regarding gabapentin, why he appears to get some relief from that?
Well, gabapentin is a drug that alters nerve transmission, and it makes it a little harder for the nerves to send a signal on up the chain. And so the result is it's often used for people that have peripheral pain of reasons we are not sure about.
Right.
Everything from restless leg syndrome to peripheral neuropathies that we can't seem to fix any other way. And you give them the gabapentin, and it raises the threshold to send noxious signals. The nerve fibers that tell your brain something is wrong, it just raises the threshold so they don't fire quite as easy. And that's the good news. That's why you get some improvement in discomfort. The downside is it doesn't just raise the threshold in those cells. It raises the firing threshold in all of your nerve cells, including in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so a significant number of people, while they get some improvement from their peripheral nerves, they also get slowed thinking, they get fuzzy-headed, their memory may not be as good as it was, they just don't feel as bright and alert as they used to. And that can be just because the gabapentin is increasing the threshold for all of your nerve cells to fire, including those in your brain. So, like every medicine, good and bad.
Right. No, that is interesting that there's some relief with the gabapentin that, you know, kind of tips the scale towards a nerve problem, possibly, but still don't know for sure. So,
I have a question. It seems like all the nerves and emanate from the spine area. Is there any way that a nerve possibly that would block that pain could be severed?
Oh, yeah. So cutting a nerve to, is that interrupting the nerve transmission of the pain signal? Is that,
yes.
John? Yeah, that can be a problem. And now we do radiofrequency ablations in the spine for very small nerves going to like the facet joints. And we can do that with impunity because those nerves eventually will grow back. When it's a very useful procedure. I'm leery about cutting peripheral nerves in the foot or the hand because you can end up with worse nerve type situations afterwards. So
Phantom nerve pain.
Phantom nerve pain, exactly. Yeah. So, and I've seen situations where that's been done. Some of the podiatrists out there will inject alcohol into nerves in the foot, and maybe that works some of the time, but I've seen patients come back to me who've had that done, and their pain is much worse. So that's one that gives me the willies a little bit. I'd rather treat that nerve with less of a scorched earth policy, I guess.
Well, and when I heard the question, the first thing I thought was he was asking about cutting a nerve in the back that goes all the way down to the foot.
Oh,
and that would be pretty much a no-no because you don't just lose the sensation, you lose the function.
Right.
And then
people are unhappy if they can't walk after a procedure like
that's
that.
Right.
So,
I think John has asked some good questions.
Excellent
He's obviously
question.
A happy patient at Longevity for 20 years. There's a reason for that. He's a happy patient. Simple as that. But I want to point out this program is called Leading Edge Medicine. And this is what, folks, you are listening to right now. You are listening to two doctors that are on the leading edge. Their minds are open to different things. This is why the illustration back to my low back problem. You had a hunch that there was more going on than just what the other doctors, I brought all their stuff to you and you looked at it all and you said, no, something's wrong. It's that, I don't know, what do you call it, Jerry? Savviness?
I found out 40 plus years ago in my early days in practice, there are times my gut is a better doctor than my head.
Right.
There are times when you look at the data, you look at the patient, you look at the probabilities, and your gut just tells you it's none of the above. There's something else going on.
Yeah, and some people call that spider sense. It's just, But absolutely, I think experience obviously plays into that when
experience. I mean, how many procedures have you done, Dan?
Oh my gosh,
come on.
Lost count. Probably done 50,000 spine injections of various kinds over the years. So,
the bottom line is, most doctors I've found, is this a safe thing to say? They kind of like to go by the book, but you need somebody who badly understands what the book says, but is open to new thinking.
And also, by the time the book gets published, it's 5 years out of
date. That's right.
So. Not to mention some of the authors in there are academics and really haven't done a lot of clinical medicine, and I've gone to lectures, as Jerry, I know you have, where you're sitting there going, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, because I can tell that he hasn't treated nearly as many patients as I have.
The bottom line, folks, just
frustrating, though.
Very frustrating.
I'm so glad to be able to say this for those people that are listening right now. There's probably hundreds, literally hundreds, that are dealing with some kind of pain. Might be neck pain. In fact, that's how you and I first got started. Also, my neck.
Right.
Oh my golly, what is it? I'm fused. I've got like three things.
You've got some auto fusion going on.
Yeah.
You got some issues for sure.
And I was absolutely miserable there too. It sounds like I'm a hypochondriac and
you're just old and falling apart.
I was. And so if you're struggling, maybe you've been told you have bone on bone on your knee or what have you, and you need a second opinion. How many times have you heard Dr. Mixon talk about the importance of a second opinion?
Or a third or fourth.
If you're in pain, you're frustrated, you're not confident you know what's going on or that your doctor knows, go see Dan Nelson. For crying out loud, it's a smart thing to do. And again, to make an appointment, it's easy. Simply call 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000. Or check it out online, danielnelsonmd.com. danielnelsonmd.com. Let's go to line two and talk with Kathy in Olympia. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hello.
How can we help? Yes, how can we help, Kathy?
Well, actually, you're both of you are the ones I wanted to talk to.
All right.
I got the vaccination and for Moderna, and about 2 months or 3 months later, I started getting little aches and pains under my arms. And in August of this year, I got the vaccination, the second one in March, and then August, I got a breakthrough on COVID. And then after that, about, I would say, the pain started increasing, and now I've got all my joints are inflamed. And I haven't had, I have had rheumatoid arthritis 15 years ago. Okay. And then 15 years ago, it went away. The doctor told me not to come back. It was a, I considered it a minor miracle because it was just completely gone. I had had no symptoms of inflammation for 15 years, since 2006, mm-hmm. something like that. And then all of a sudden, bam, it comes back after COVID. And it would just progress. It just got worse and worse. And now I've got, except for my ankles, all my joints are pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And I did get a SED test, and he's ruled out rheumatoid. And my CRP went way up. Now, their measurements are probably different from longevity, but I was a 0.2 in CRP before, and now I'm a 12 with their measurements. Mm-hmm. So it is inflammation, and it hurts. I can't move my arm. I can move my arms. I'm taking prednisone now. That's for 10 days. And then he's going to tell me what to take after that.
Okay.
And I just want to know if there's other ways. What would you do if you had this happen to you?
All right. Well, I can tell you what I would be doing. And so, in fact, I'd be doing exactly what I am doing now for me. You want to suppress the systemic inflammation to the greatest degree possible. And so I start with, with a supplement approach, lots of resveratrol, lots of curcumin, some icarin, lots of omegas. And the easiest way to get that is, something we call relief factor, which is designed specifically to decrease.
I have atrial fibrillation. So,
and so you're on a
you're on list.
Yeah, so you're on an anticoagulant.
Yes. So, and I can't even do NSAIDs with this other. Go ahead.
Well, NSAIDs are worse than the relief factor, even. But
no,
yes.
No, I know, but that's what restriction.
I understand, but what is the anticoagulant that you're on? Are you on, warfarin or?
It's Eliquis.
Eliquis. Okay. Yeah, that's my favorite. That I think that's the safest mm-hmm. and most effective.
Good.
So yeah. So all right. Yeah. So yeah, we don't want to interfere with your Eliquis clearly, but that puts some limits on what we can do for you. Okay.
Right.
How much weight are you carrying? Are you lean? Are you chubby?
Too much.
All right.
I'm. Okay. 26 on the BMI, so I'm got too much. Okay. I won't go any farther than that.
Yeah, but 26.
I have too much weight.
Yeah, 26 is mildly overweight, but not obese. Up to 25 is normal, and then 25 and to 30 is overweight. 30 and up falls into the obese category. So yeah, I'd like to get your BMI down around 20. And even more important, I'd like to get you on something like an in-body device that'll tell us what your visceral fat is.
I can't because I also have a pacemaker. Yeah, I have a pacemaker,
right.
So
You're making my life tough. You know that, huh?
Right. Yeah, I know. I've had every electrical problem in the book. I'm Dr. Hayden's patient, too.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, Ruben does really good work. He's my favorite cardiologist.
Yes.
So you're in very good hands there. But okay, one more complication. Then we're stuck looking at BMI or a water immersion test. We really want to get your body fat down to under 20% if we can. Okay. What people don't realize is that fat, especially visceral fat, is not just a cosmetic issue. Your body fat is a very active inflammatory peptide-producing gland. Okay, fat produces more than 80 different compounds that increase inflammation, set you up for heart attacks and strokes and dementia. So fat is dangerous. And so you're a little over the BMI, but I'd love to get you down around 20 right now. So step one, I'm going to tell you, increase activity as much as your joints will permit, recognizing that they are going to be a limiting factor. If you can find a pool that is safe, go exercise in a pool so that you don't stress your joints too much, but get as much physical activity as your joints will permit and cut your caloric intake down, way down. Get rid of all of the simple carbohydrates. Get rid of rice and pastas and breads. The carbohydrates in your diet should be complex things like vegetables, okay?
Already, but it's a exercise level is high since I got the pain. So
of course, that is going to limit it. But do as much as you can. It turns out that sedentary lifestyles actually accelerate joint degeneration, and so you want to use those joints as much as the pain will permit you to do.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the weight.
What about
those are
going to
be your biggies?
What about using resistance, like with the Chuck Norris machine? That's what I was using before. Total Gym, you know, where you use your body weight to, I won't do the ones with the arms that go back and forth, but some of it should be safe, you know.
As anything and everything you can do to make your muscles work that doesn't cause pain. You know, Dr. Mixon's rule about exercise is whatever your body can do on any given day without pain is the right amount. Okay? But push it as far as you can without hurting. But pain is nature's way of saying don't, and you need to listen to Mother Nature.
And Kathy, we've got to jump to another call, but excellent call.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let us
go to Montlake Terrace and talk to Joe. Joe, we've got about 4 minutes, but I think that's enough time to help you.
Okay, thank you. I have my left ankle. I have no cartilage in my left ankle, and I wonder if there is any way to develop cartilage in there, or with stem cell therapy, or what's the program?
No, I think Joe, stem cell therapy is definitely an option. What that will do, the question is, will stem cell injections produce new cartilage? And that's a controversial area. I think the research is pretty clear that it will produce new cartilage, among other things. So arthritis is the loss of cartilage, but it's chronic inflammation. So stem cell is a two-headed coin. It's anti-inflammatory, but a good anti-inflammatory as opposed to taking ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. That's a long-term effect, but also there is new cartilage made. Now, it's not going to give you the cartilage you had when you were a teenager, but it's pretty clear. The research is clear. No matter who you talk to, there is new cartilage formation. Dr. Mixon, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And then I throw the PRP on top of that.
Absolutely. And we do that routinely.
Because you do the stem cell, and then you come back, about 3 to 6 weeks later or so?
And do the PRP booster, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, PRP by itself, I just saw a study last week saying PRP by itself did not improve the ankle. But the stem cells first and the PRP added to it is a better approach.
That's kind of what our routine is, do both up front.
And the reality is, sir, that when they do your x-rays and even your MRIs and they tell you that there is no cartilage, that's almost never totally true, really.
Right.
The cartilage shrivels down, but there are almost always some islets of cartilage left, little tiny filmy patches of it here and there. And what the stem cells don't actually start de novo, they'll take that little bit of cartilage that's left and allow it to start growing and healing and repairing. So,
how long does that take?
Well, you're looking at probably 6 months or so.
Six months. We don't expect much for at 3 months minimum, but yeah, usually 3 to 6 months is when you start seeing some changes.
Yeah, you know, and remember too that you can always do this a second time if you get part of the growth you need, but it's not quite, it's not up to where you really want it. He can always go in and put in a second dose of stem cells, you know,
right.
5-6 months later.
Or a second
later.
Dose of PRP, you know, six months or a year later.
And with that, I'm afraid, Joe, we've got to go. We're coming to the top of the hour. It's a hard break. But again, you just simply need to call his office, Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho, 425-823-4000. Easy to do. He's right in Totem Lake, 425-823-4000. Hey, and you're going to be back in a couple of hours.
Yes,
sorry
I will.
We had to make you come and go, but
that's
we've got the other 2 hours on another station. Hope you can all find us for that. He'll be with us from 11 until 12 there. We've got Dr. Michael Gilbert. He is right outside the door, Jerry, if you want to
go
get
him.
That's okay. Dr. Michael Gilbert with Northwest Vision Institute. Got some exciting things. And if you've got a question about your eyes, you simply call us at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. We got a lot more ahead. Stay with us.